What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm your host, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Fringe. And this is the 100th episode
of
the Shadowless Podcast. The 100th episode. Yeah, you got it.
What?
What?
What was that? I couldn't hear you over the... Happy 100th episode!
Happy 100th episode, and it's also Thanksgiving week, too. So
you'll hear these sounds later on in the week anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you will hear the fart sounds. Oh, was that it? What was that?
That was a...
Everybody give their best gobble.
Yeah. Jordan, you didn't even try.
Whoa. What's wrong there with you bird, dude? Yo, this one's messed up, guys. We also have, have you been hearing flatulent sounds in the background? That may or may not be a special gift from Marie.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have done this. Honestly,
really?
I told her we were going to...
We're not going to go. Don't worry. I'll make sure they don't do it the entire podcast.
No. I don't think you have any control over that. Oh, that was a little one.
Jordan and Danny are the ones that have it, not me. So
wait,
I will
you
make
didn't
sure
get me farts?
Everybody listening out there, I will make sure they don't do it the entire podcast. Because we want people to actually listen to the podcast at some point.
So, for the record, this is called Flarp Noise Putty, and I've never owned any, and I think it's the funniest thing because it's a really accurate fart sound. Like, you can get a really juicy rip out of this.
You really can.
It's disgusting. Honestly. This was a... Marie, I'm sorry, this was a mistake. Actually, you know what? It wasn't, but if anybody doesn't like farts out there, I'm sorry. Condolences in advance.
But Marie also did include some mini brands that we're going to open up on the podcast. Marie loves the mini brands, obsessed with those. So we're going to open those up here on the podcast today. All three of us have them, so we got a lot of mini brands that are being opened up right now. I'm just going right through it. We got to get on with the podcast at some point.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, dude. I think farts are really funny, and I can't keep it together right now.
You were crying earlier.
I was legitimately crying earlier when I discovered the flarp.
You legit were crying earlier. Yeah.
So we do have a Pokemon podcast, but yeah, it will be a fart cast today for sure.
We do got
and
that going on
some
too.
Some little mini brands.
So we got Pokemon Center stuff going on. We got some character cards in VMAX Climax. We got Diamond and Pearl, Macy's Parade, boxes are delayed. We got Ed Sheeran and Pokemon Go, and we got the celebrity promo cards as well that we are going to talk about all in today's episode of the Shadowless Podcast. And also this week, we officially have episode number 2 of the Shadowless Podcast presents Heavily Played, our spinoff podcast. Yeah, that's right. Heavily Played, the spinoff podcast, will be going up exclusively on Patreon this week on Thursday. Thanksgiving Day is when it's going up. So
gobble.
That's right. $5 for the Patreon Shadowless Podcast on Patreon. You will get the brand new episode of Heavily Played, which we discuss pretty much anything and everything. You all pick out the topics and we discuss it. Episode 1 is up right now for free on iTunes and Spotify, or Apple Podcasts and Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Episode 1 is up if you want to get an idea of what that is about before you jump over to the Patreon. It's perfectly fine.
And subscribe.
Perfectly fine.
Thank you guys for the support also. We appreciate it tremendously.
I feel like that was a mouthful.
That was a lot. Dude, yeah. Nate, it's hilarious because you said so much and all Jordan and I did was make fart sounds. Like, the entire time,
I had to power through it.
Like,
I had to power through it. We would never get done with the podcast if I didn't, though, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie. I didn't hear a single thing you said.
Well, if you all haven't tuned out by now, I appreciate you. God. Thank you all so much. But this past weekend... Danny, you had a big stream going on.
I had big stream. We all had fun things going on. I played so much Pokemon this weekend. So much. Yeah.
How many hours of Pokemon did you play?
I would say at least 2 or 3. Or no, about 15 probably. 15, give or take, maybe a little more. But yeah, so we streamed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. all 3 days and did multiple streams on Friday too. So lots of games.
Are you tired of it?
No.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of hours to stream.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Here's the thing. I got so distracted. They have an underground area in Diamond and Pearl, like the underground. It's like below the regular game map, and I spent so many I got lost down there. Spent so many hours down there. I'm literally only at the third gym. Played for 15 hours. I'm at the third gym.
And you just got lost down there.
I mean, not literally lost, but mentally lost for sure. I spent so much time down there, digging in the mines, digging up little statues.
So we have no stories from you this weekend, essentially, of the Hot Mess Express taking off.
Oh, no, the Hot Mess Express did take off.
Oh, wait, when did you have time
Saturday night.
Train to leave the station.
I planned time for the train station, the train to arrive and leave the station. But I did not consume any beverages, but I did go out. Not a single one. We went to a cute little dive bar, and honestly, it was like, I don't even know if we can go back there. I legitimately don't know if my friend group can go back there. Is that what you're telling me?
We
didn't get literally banned. Yeah, was that a fart? Was that a fart? We're not banned, but I think like socially, we just should not show our face around there again. You know what I mean? It's one of those.
Uh-oh. I mean, what? Bad.
I have some photos. I can't share on the podcast, but I do have some nice photos that I can share with you. Oh my gosh, what? What is this? How are they gonna know? They're gonna know.
Oh, they know.
I don't know. We just can't. We can't go back in there. Honestly, right. It was bad. Things were so good, but they were so bad. But I did play Pokemon, and then went and hung out with my friends, and then played more Pokemon. But you had a more exciting weekend, I feel like, even than I.
Oh, really?
Was that another fart? Dude, I told you this was a bad idea. This was such a bad... Marie.
Oh. Ooh.
See, it's so real.
Okay, you know what? Look. Caps on to the side.
Sorry.
Any that you hear from this point on out are real.
Yeah. We will be ripping farts the entire rest of the cast. Okay, we do need to put this away. I'm putting the fart away.
Jordan, put
your farts away.
It's over here. It's sealed.
Not a single fart is going to be had at any point.
Are you sure?
No. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you say so.
Oh. Sorry, that one was me, actually.
No, that one was you.
Okay. Anyway, how was your weekend?
I was in Texas this past weekend. I was in Dallas, Texas. Flew down there. I was with Leonhardt. Down there this past weekend. I was on his channel, did a box break on his channel, and it was a fun time. I was down there all weekend long. We were hanging out, just chilling, relaxing. I was part of the family. It was a good time.
Just two bros hanging out?
I enjoyed it. So, I mean, that's what I was doing this weekend. I got to say, I was very, very tired, though. Very tired, because I don't normally take an early flight back. But I didn't want, like, my entire Sunday to be taken up with airports and flying. So I took an early flight back and got home by noon. Nice. So, but I was definitely tired. But I powered through it. I got it.
Nice. That's fun. You opened up a jungle box, right? And some Team
First
Rocket
edition,
packs?
Yeah. First edition jungle box. We ended up getting that Air Electrode.
That's
from base set, but has the jungle symbol.
And you got the misstamped Butterfree.
Yeah, the misstamped Butterfree. Didn't end up pulling the IV Pikachu, though. No IV Pikachu in that one. But it was good. It was good. Also gave away some Team Rocket packs as well. And yeah, it was a fun time. It was a fun time. I enjoyed it. So good times were had.
Nice.
Down in Texas. I got to wear shorts for one more time this year.
Wow, I forgot that it's winter.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, what's the temperature? It's literally, I'm not even kidding. It is 82 degrees right here where I'm at. It's actually
Oh, that must be
cold.
Nice.
How cold is it over there? I just assumed it was 82 right everywhere.
It is currently 34.
Oh.
I'm at 30.
Oh, it's cold. That's freezing cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just about. Yeah, kind of.
Or nor.
That's 2 degrees off of freezing. So yeah, it is a little bit cold. So, and down in Texas, I think it was like 76. So I got to wear shorts one last time
this hey, season. Nothing's stopping you from wearing shorts in 34-degree weather, you know. Don't stop.
Yeah, well, he's really nothing shorts. Nothing's stopping me, I guess, technically.
For now.
Is that frostbite? Maybe.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm. Sounds nice. Okay. Mm.
Okay.
Or right. CTS.
What?
Cold thigh syndrome.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I've never heard of that in my life.
Neither
what?
Have I, but...
It's just when you wear shorts. Up? Yeah, when you wear shorts when it's cold out.
There's no way that's a phrase. I'm gonna Google. Should I Google? Oh, okay. I was gonna say zero for cold thigh. Like, I feel like of all places, the thighs aren't cold.
Oh, no, they're cold.
The breeze what kind of shorts catches. You wearing?
The breeze catches.
Ah, the breeze catches. Got it. Understood.
Are you guys doing anything for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You got the plans.
I'm doing two Thanksgivings. Wow, we did already discuss this.
Someone couldn't be satisfied with just one. They had to go for two.
No. I did have to do that, unfortunately. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I just get to eat so much food twice.
Now, is Thanksgiving one of those days where you're like, all right, today I'm just going to just go for it and just eat whatever I want? Or do you try to like, I'm still going to be careful on what I eat type of situation?
I always say I'm going to be careful, and then I don't. I just devour everything, just gorge.
I just have one question. Look at me, Nate.
Yeah.
I think you're beautiful.
I'm gonna eat a lot of food.
Yeah, beautiful. I eat
a lot of. You know how good some nice yams are? You get that cooking on them perfectly.
I don't like yams.
The most random thing to mention. I don't even know if I've ever had a yam.
With the marshmallows on top. You're excited about yams? Melt the marshmallows on the yams?
Like sweet potato kind of situation?
Yeah. It's so good.
That's so
mean.
Random, dude. Of all the things, it's not the turkey.
Mashed potatoes. I have a really good mashed potato recipe that I make every year. Nice. That's going to be really
Does
good.
Does it include potatoes?
Actually, yes.
But
it's a mix, so I do. I get a bunch of different kinds of potatoes, and then I make it into a mashed potato. It's really good.
Can we do a shadowless... Oh, what was that?
Brittany's coming.
Oh. Can we do a shadowless podcast, Friendsgiving?
I wish. Yeah.
Just virtual, and then just everybody.
We just call each other as we take a bite of food.
Yeah, Jordan just throws his mashed potatoes at the screen. It's like the same thing.
I've been known to fling.
Yeah. Time of two.
I'm a class five flinger.
What is happening?
Yeah, right.
What is happening?
Can I get a $5?
Yeah, can we do
that? Oh, yeah. Just for you, Jordan.
Thank you. Now I feel better. Calm down now.
So out of all the Thanksgiving food, the yams are the one thing you look forward to, is what you're telling me.
I'm a big yam man.
What?
The yam with the
sugar.
It's brown sugar. Yams. Marshmallows on it. It's goopy. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. It's so sweet. I love it. It's like dessert, but not. And then you still have dessert later. And you have, I've never been the biggest fan, like, oh, I need a lot of, like, the cranberry slice, whatever, but, like, they're
good. Oh, yeah, that one's weird.
Like, they're good. Like, if you get one, it's a good little, like, re-palate cleanser for the next piece of food. You know, you get your...
A palate cleanser.
Cranberry. You're talking about, like, that gelatinous, chunky cranberry from the can, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
what are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. And you get corn and peas. Yep. And you get that. I mean, you can't go wrong there. What else is there? There's involved turkey, obviously.
Stuffing is one of my favorites.
Stuffing is absolutely an undisputed classic, and it's so good that you don't even have to wait to Thanksgiving to eat it. I can eat stuffing like February 2nd. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it doesn't matter what the day is. You give me stuffing, I'm pretty happy.
Do you know the stovetop stuffing is inside of this mini brain?
I can get you telling me that I can get the stuffing that I'm eating this week inside of here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's I've gotten crazy. One before.
What if one of us gets a ball full of all stuff for Thanksgiving ingredients?
Ooh. We can build a little Thanksgiving feast. Out of our stuff.
Here's our challenge. Whoever pulls the most items that relate to Thanksgiving meals.
Wow. For the record, everyone listening, this is the mini brand's mystery ball that we're talking about. It's got miniature items in there.
I know a lot of people, like, I know when I grew up, macaroni wasn't a part of my Thanksgiving, but I know it is for a lot of people. And I love macaroni, so if you do pull macaroni, that one also counts towards the Thanksgiving one.
With the chicken strips.
So, like, there has to be, like, certain stuff. Like, you can't just be like, oh, pretzels. There's pretzels out in Thanksgiving, so, yeah, I can't. Like, you can't just choose something. It has to be, like, part of making
My family is a huge, huge pretzel people on Thanksgiving.
Just ranch. If I pull ranch dressing, that's all I eat for Thanksgiving. I just put ranch dressing on a plate and slather some turkey on it.
Oh my gosh.
So the turkey's on the side of the ranch. The ranch doesn't go on the turkey. The turkey is what? Yeah. I dip the ranch in the turkey, actually.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I take a handful of ranch and just.
So we've learned Jordan does Thanksgiving just a little different.
Hey, if you're not doing it for yourself, then who are you doing it for?
True. Yams and ranch turkey.
I will indulge in. I eat very carefully still on Thanksgiving, but there's one item that I will indulge just a little bit on, and that is a nice sugar cream pie.
Oh. Ooh.
I'll have a slice of sugar cream pie.
The specialty. Mm,
so good.
Here's the thing. I don't even know what that is. I said that like I was like, ooh.
Have you had a pie?
I've never heard of a sugar cream pie.
Have you had...
So, like banana cream, coconut cream, like that kind of.
But just sugar.
Oh, it's good.
It's just made with sugar.
Literally just
What's
sugar.
The flavor?
It has three ingredients.
The flavor is just
sugar,
sweet.
Sugar, cream, and pie. It's the only three flavors.
So does it taste like cream or does it taste like sugar?
It's whatever
I will
want.
Tell you, when you look at it and you slice it, it literally looks like someone made a pie out of grease.
Oh.
A grease pie?
It literally looks like
grease pie. Sugar, cream, pie. I've literally never heard of this in my life.
It just looks like grease in a solid state.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the side, it's got like a weird, like, not translucency, but like a,
yeah.
I see what you're, oh my God. Yeah, guys, Google a picture of sugar cream
pie. I just searched up grease pie.
Ah, grease pie. Yes, there you grease go. Pie. The top is like cinnamon or something. You put cinnamon on top of it or I don't know, maybe it's just like the.
Don't search up grease pie.
Yum. Oh my gosh.
I'm just telling you, sugar cream pie is where it is at on Thanksgiving.
Never heard of that in my life.
See, I'm not a pie man. I'm not a pie man. I don't have anything wrong with pie. I'm a cheesecake man.
Okay. I would go in for a big slice of pumpkin pie.
Ooh. Wrong holiday.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
What?
Nothing pumpkin flavored for me.
It's the wrong holiday for pumpkins. Pumpkins are
what
October.
Are you talking about?
This is November.
All we
eat is cornucopias and turkey.
Oh, got it.
This is November.
Corn? You eat corn? You
next month we eat ham.
Corn pie?
A corn
no?
pie. Yes.
Corn.
Just straight corn. On the cob, baked into the pie.
Wow.
A whole cob
a whole
in the middle of the pie.
Cornucopia of corn pies.
All right, Danny, what's your one go-to?
Dude,
for
stuffing.
Thanksgiving.
Just really? Last year, I made stuffing, and I put chorizo as, like, a part of the recipe. I just, like, added some on just for fun. It was the best stuffing I've ever had, and I still think about it regularly.
I mean, you can make that any time for yourself, and the fact that you haven't is a travesty.
It's not the same, dude. It's not the same.
You can make stuffing any time of year. Like, no. Yeah, you don't have to hold back.
Who's like, oh, yes, it's a Wednesday in July, and I'm making some stuff. Who's doing that?
Well, apparently somebody's doing it. I mean,
maybe it's a thing you can add to another recipe because you're right. Like, yes, whatever that company is, Stouffer's or whatever. Yeah, Stovetop. They got to have something in the off season. Like, they can't just be big on the last week in November or whatever.
That's where we do all our sales. Stovetop is the last week in Thanksgiving.
That's it.
And probably, you know, late December, too. So, I don't know. I imagine. All right. What do we got to drink today?
Oh, since you asked. You mean you go first?
Drinking.
Yeah. Wait, go ahead.
Jordan, go first. Jordan,
I was
go
drinking
first.
A sugar cream pie, actually.
Ah, yes.
No, go ahead, Danny.
Ooh, I was rolling through the six with my woes.
Woo. You know how that goes.
Yeah. You know how that goes. Okay. I don't have a sugar cream pie, but what I do have.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunately, is an ice cold refreshing. Da da da! Better Booch kombucha. Can you do a beer, 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 beer? I meant the Nate. That was your cue. Beer, 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 beer. Nate. Jordan, you see him just looking at me, right?
Yeah, he's just kind of hanging out.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that to me? Anyway, okay, Better Booch kombucha. There it is. It's ginger boost flavor. It's ginger, lemongrass, and mint.
Yo, you're drinking grass?
I'm drinking grass.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know they make grass and lemon.
Oh, yes. Lemon does have, little grasses from time to time. It has its own lawn, and it usually goes out and waters the lawn and mows the grass, you know. The lemon owns the grass. One of those.
Lives
anyway,
next to the lawn?
I have,
Yeah. Neighbor's the lime. But I have a coffee as well. Because I always have to stay caffeinated. SpongeBob Me Bob mug. And then I have some... Oh! And then I have some water, too. Triple beverages!
Ooh, all right. Jordan, what do you got over there?
I have something a little special. I mean, it's making its, return 2 weeks in a row.
Oh. Uh-oh.
It is none other than... A brand new ball of mini brands. Wow! What's going to be in the mini? No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, it's a creamy root beer.
Oh,
Zevia. 2 weeks in a row.
Creamy root beer, Zevia. Can't wait to have a little sip-a-rooney of this.
Wow, incredible.
I'm gonna match you in sort of a
way. You guys always have Zevs, dude?
Zevia, yeah.
Oh. Why do you guys always be rocking the Zevs?
Why not?
You just don't like, you don't like booch? You don't like... I don't know. Anything else? Coffee? You know, like water?
I actually don't like coffee.
I know you don't. Like, you know what? I saw you attempt... We've talked about that before, right? The espresso incident?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jordan and I love coffee.
I was trying to fit in.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me get seven espressos.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try to fit in. I'm just going to order one single shot of espresso. Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing.
You did great.
I just pointed to the first thing I saw on the menu. That's literally what I did.
Give me one of them. Espresso shot, please.
Just straight. No chaser.
No chaser.
Yeah, no, yeah. You did great. But Nate's face did say, I do not like coffee. Wake up! Huh? Were you caffeinated after that?
Just a little sip, I felt.
It's coursing through your veins.
I felt like I was
veins.
Ready to go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can feel it.
I was, I was ready to go. All right.
Well, we all have our liquids.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got your... Yeah, all got the liquids. Yeah, we're good. We're good. I just want to make sure there. All right. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Oh. Yeah.
There we go.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yes. 100th episode. It finally happened. Danny. Spit it out.
No! That almost came out.
I literally just spilled it on myself, too.
Dude, I got so much spillage. Honestly, it was like the equivalent of me sneezing into my drink.
I saw a good little chunk just come out the side.
Oh my gosh, dude. It's all over the place. It looks like I peed. Well, oh no. It's really good, but yeah.
Secret's out. She peed.
That was bad. Okay. Well, we'll get them next time. You can really taste the lemon grass in there.
The lemon grass? How much grass?
Oh, God. It's got some.
Did you ever eat grass as a kid?
No.
I was normal.
That's a yeah.
No, I actually haven't. Just, you know, reminiscing. No grass.
Did you eat dirt?
You mean free outside treats?
No.
Outside treats? I don't think I ate dirt.
Jordan, I bet you ate some grass, didn't you?
Free outside chocolate and treats? Absolutely.
I feel like I for sure tried it at some point, but not like multiple instances, like recurring consumption of grass.
Like a little
pebble? A rock.
No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
just a little one.
Definitely did not eat a rock.
Stuck in the intestines to this
day. They're called nature's jawbreakers.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Broken my teeth on one of those before.
Yes.
Wow.
Good times, right?
Dude, I can't believe 100th episode, and I did make. I like legit. That was the biggest spill I think we've had on my stream last night. I also spilled kombucha on myself, and
wow.
I don't
really?
Know what's happening to me. Yeah, that one. I it was in a bottle. We're on a 2-day streak here. I was in a bottle, and there was like a little bit of like settling on the bottom. So I like you know basically like lightly shook it up to mix it up, cracked it open, like all over my lap.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, it was bad. It was like when you shake up a drink and then hand it to somebody and they're like, oh. Except for it was me. I did it to myself. I'm upset.
Well, you know what? We got to figure out here. We got to figure out what caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center. And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well... Nate.
Tell us.
Danny.
Yeah, tell us.
Nate again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Danny twice.
Thank you.
This has been a very interesting week on Pokemon Center for one of three reasons.
Okay, go for it.
Because there's three things that dropped, all of importance, all of interest. All right. First, let's get this one out of the way, because I just want to show something to Nate real quick. Wait right there.
Uh-oh. All right.
You got something. But why is it? Okay, I think I know what it is. Now we wait. So Jordan has left the arena. Just us here waiting for Jordan to bring back this special item. He's now moonwalking.
He's dancing
back
on his way
onto
back.
The scene. Yep.
Nate,
shoulder shimmy.
Now, Nate, you were a big proponent of just being like, hey, maybe they're done with the statues. Maybe they're done with the parade statues. Maybe they don't exist.
I'm pretty sure they're done. Yeah. They're done.
But
they're
then
done.
What do you call this, huh?
Oh, hey, that looks like a parade statue.
I don't know if that's a parade.
That's a parade.
I don't know, Nate.
I'm just kidding. Can you imagine?
he drops it. It breaks.
But yeah, no, this is the parade statue. There's one definitely confirmed other one, and then a last one, and then we're done. So there's two more, and guess what? We're talking about a parade later. Maybe on Thursday they drop another piece for the parade. Will they drop?
I mean, that's a possibility.
Wait, could you imagine if they did that?
That's the final piece.
That would be so. We'll talk about
what that piece is. We don't want to spoil our Pokemon.
Yeah, parade.
Talk, but yes,
parade news later.
We have our jesters here, our jesters and jokers, just having a good old time.
Yeah, I don't know. That looks counterfeit, Nate. What do you think? Do you think that's a real deal? You think it's a real statue?
I still don't believe it.
I don't know.
It says this is totally real. LOL on it. So
yeah, lol.
It is sold out on the Pokemon Center right now. $29.99. However, I feel like it'll probably be back in stock because all the other ones have gotten restocked in the past. So I feel like we'll see a restock on this one. Not 100% sure, but I feel like we will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this one is cute because they all have the little Joker hats, the little jester hats or whatever.
Yeah, right? Chespin has a little neck one.
Yeah, little neck thing. That's really cute. Oh my goodness.
But aside from that, that happened, that came out.
Yeah.
It'll come back. Don't worry. If you missed out, I'm sure it'll come back. But there's two other items that were very interesting this week. Both are on the more premium side of Pokemon's selection. Of items here. One of them being a Pokemon chess set for $200.
What?
A Pokemon chess set, a large wood square that has Pokemon chess pieces on them. And there's a Dragonite, there's a Rabidash, there's Snorlaxes, there's a Pikachu, and there's a bunch of Magikarps. Those are the different pieces.
It's so freaking cool. We were talking about that. Somebody had pointed this out on one of my live streams when we were talking through it. The Pikachus, there's like a male and female Pikachu that's actually the king and the queen, which is really interesting. Like the tail is different. I don't know if the base is different at all, but the little tail.
I believe it's just the tail and their face.
The actual board is so freaking sick. It's got like a Pokeball and then obviously like the little checker pattern thingy mixed in.
Yes.
And the wood looks really nice.
Do you remember how the train came out and when people were getting the boxes for the train, it had numbers on it? Like how many they made? This is a number. This is another instance where it is numbered. I believe it's either 1,030 or 1,080. It's something like that. Those are it. That's it. That's however many are made. A little over 1,000.
Can you get a chess set?
Does anybody know how to play chess?
I do not. How are we going to play chess in a checkers world?
All three of us don't know how to play.
No.
Who has time to learn?
Not even that. I've, like, never played. Like, it's not even like I gave it a shot. Like, I've never played chess. Ever.
I've looked at a chess board before and said, I don't want to learn it.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I specifically told myself, you know what? I don't need to go down that road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need to know how to play chess.
Not my path.
So that did come out. That is numbered. That is $200. It is available, I believe, still in stock right now. Again, there is a limited amount of them. It will sell out, and I don't think they're going to bring it back after that.
I don't think it's going to sell out.
But another thing that kind of sold out and then came right back because it's, I believe, made to order. One day after being seen in Japan, which seems to be the pattern now. We see one thing in Japan one night. The next day we get it on the Pokemon Center for these big plushies because our next... literally life-size plushie is our. Is this our first anthropomorphic life-size plushie, like one that's like a human-esque?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I think so.
We're in the middle of Gen 4 love right now, right? So everything is Gen 4 right now, and even next year with Arceus coming out, we got more Gen 4 love, the new card set, all that's Gen 4. So what's one of the most popular Pokemon in the world, and just in Gen 4 alone?
Pikachu?
Correct, Bonsly. But we're not talking about Bonsly, we're talking about Lucario. Lucario is
a life-size?
A life-size 47¼-inch Lucario. And let me tell you, not only is it cool, it's also $419.99. But that's not the best part. The best part are the promo images where it looked absolutely terrifying. Yeah. They have it looking through a door. They have it sitting at a table. They have it being looking creepy, like this thing's going to come to life and punch you while you're sleeping.
Dude, you can, like, adjust the arms. Like, there's one photo where the Lucario is, like, facing the human, and it's holding a towel on its arm that's, like, held up. Like, they like, shape the limbs and stuff to make it look like it's doing activities.
Yeah,
it does say in the description, so funny. Bendable arms let you create custom poses. Now, the description reads as is, spending time at home is way more fun when you have a Pokemon friend by your side. This Jumbo Lucario plush is the same height listed in the Pokédex, and its bendable arms let you create lifelike poses, including battle-ready stances and a friendly wave. You can even have it hold your towels while you do the dishes. From its pointy ears to its cute little paw pads, this plush is big on both attention to detail and personality.
Yes. Wow. Dude, they got it sitting at the dinner table.
I like the one where he's looking through the door. He's just looking through the door like this, and that's the most terrifying thing I've seen.
Yeah, I gotta say, that's a little, like, that's a little scary.
Did you see the one where it's poses? There's one where it's touching the lady's head while the lady's taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
You see that one?
It came to life to make sure she's doing okay.
This is insane.
I took it as, like, maybe the person was sick, and, like, Lucario was there, like, comforting and, like, patting his head.
They're having, correct, like, a conversation in one of them.
Yes.
What if this thing, like, comes to life?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's what I would be worried about.
Now, with
about.
That
my
being
number
said,
one concern with this one.
Nate, when we were talking about this in the text chat, we were both talking about how the pre-orders were kind of going in and out, which makes it seem that you had your eyes on this.
I did have my eyes on it, yeah.
Is this something that, I mean, it came back in stock for pre-order because I believe it is made to order. Did you?
Back in stock, baby.
Did you?
Back in stock, baby.
Wait, what was that from last week or the week before?
No, that's from like weeks ago.
Back in stock, baby. Oh, yep. Got
now,
it.
Now, you don't get charged until this ships, which I believe is earlier next year, maybe like within the first few months.
I think it said April.
Around April, I think, right?
We expect this item to ship in late April of 2022.
Perfect. April. So, with that being said, doesn't charge you to April. Did you, Real Breaking Nate, or Super Duper Danny, or Jordan Fringe, pre-order the Lucario? Can we get some suspenseful music?
Oh. Is that a shark
I think that's
coming?
Okay, I got this, dude. So I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
It went out of stock, but then it came back in stock.
It did.
And I thought, here is my opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My opportunity right now to seize the moment.
Credit card in hand.
And order this Lucario.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. All right, so, and Danny, you're in the same situation, at least that I know of, unless you've changed something here. But
it's green screen.
Got the Slowpoke on pre-order.
Yeah.
That has not arrived yet.
Dude, it's supposed to come out in November, I thought.
That's what
it's
I thought
to
too.
Be here. Yeah, it's
got a week.
Like 1 week.
Pre-ordered the Arcanine has not arrived yet.
We can't do it. Can't be doing it. Not
I feel like I can't keep ordering these jumbo plushies and literally not have them.
And you already got Psyduck too.
I got Psyduck right back there. I got the Lapras, which is not considered a life size, but it is considered part of the jumbo line that they do.
Yeah.
I decided that I will probably pre-order it.
Stop.
That I will probably pre-order
Nate.
It, but I have not yet.
What
are you going to do with a 4 foot tall Lucario?
Have it hold my towels.
Dude, that would actually be to me. That would actually be really funny to have in your bathroom. Like, literally just, like, in the bathroom, like, as your towel rack instead. You just have Lucario. Oh, pff. Who's thinking of the mildews?
Thinking of the mildew.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of just waiting to hear something on the slowpoke first, because I just have a hard time wrapping my mind around having three of these pre-ordered and not have any of them. Yeah, I know the Arcanine's not till way later, but, like, the slowpoke, I thought we would have had by now.
It was supposed to be here. I mean, or some word about, yeah, when it's going to be here. It's an estimated November 2021.
Oh, is it? Does that what it does say?
That's what it did say when we pre-ordered it.
That's what I was going to check right now and see if maybe it said something. Yeah, we expect this item to ship in November of 2021.
Well, there's still time.
There is still time.
It says we
will not charge your card until
it ships, and I know I have not gotten a charge, so.
I just want a big fluffy slowpoke. I want to give it a big hug.
I do too. I'm right there with you. But I think I'm going to hold off on the Lucario until there's some sort of sign that the Slowpoke is coming sooner rather than later.
I have to admit, for me, the Lucario was not a consideration. What was it?
Really? Not a consideration?
It was actually legit not a consideration for a purchase. No, it's weird because, yeah, no, not at all, because the other two were two of my favorite Pokemon, the Slowpoke and the Arcanine.
Oh, now she's liking the Arcanine.
Oh, now we're considering keeping the Arcanine.
I still haven't canceled the pre-order, but I am highly considering just because of space concerns in my room.
Oh, you look like you got plenty of space right there.
Oh, come on. Arcanine's going to have to sleep on the floor. That's fine.
Go ahead and get rid of, like, the banana light, and then you'll have more space.
That does take a lot of space. Taking up that. It's not even taking. What are you talking about?
It takes up a lot of space, actually.
Oh, I don't think so. That was me.
What? Oh.
Have you had a banana today?
No, I'm fresh out. Banana-less. Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
No, I just.
I ate all my nans, and I'm nanless today. However, my roommate did get multiple bushels of nans, and I thought about borrowing a banana and replacing it. I didn't, though.
I got a banana sound for you.
Stop.
Let me see here.
What's a banana sound?
Oh, banana. Banana. Is that a DK banana? Yeah. Oh, banana. I love it. I love it. It's Nan time. I got to get that for my soundboard.
Yeah,
and it's Nan time
too.
In the streams. Oh,
banana. So, as of right now, it stands. Nate, mm-hmm. maybe pre-ordering.
Yes.
Danny.
Maybe over here.
Said,
it's an
heck
absolute no.
It's heck I will
no.
not.
Heckin' no from me.
Now, the answer is, did Jordan Fringe go through and place a pre-order?
That's the question, actually.
On a 47 and one-fourth inch Lucario life-size plushie.
That's human size. You know what I'm going to say here? I am going to say, Jordan, you were so hyped up this weekend that you purchased it.
I think you purchased it too, dude. You were talking it up, like, a lot.
I think you got hyped up with just everything, you know, and you're just like, yep, I'm in on this.
Well, you got me, because I did pre-order it, in fact, yes. The second I saw it was happening in Japan, I said, I need that. I hope we get it for pre-order tomorrow. And then literally the next day it was like, hey, Lucario for pre-order. And I said, dope. Then it sold out, and I was like, dang it, I hate my life. And then it came right back, and I was like, sweet, I'm spending money. But they don't charge yet, so I didn't spend anything.
What are you going to do with the 4 foot tall Lucario?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to place him in my place, right? And I just want to test and see if it moves. But also,
good point.
How many times it scares me walking into a room thinking there's someone standing there.
Good point.
Literally.
Yeah.
Here's the true question.
Wow.
Because I was almost positive that you got the Lucario. The true question is did you get the chess set... Even with you not knowing how to play chess.
Zero chess knowledge, Fringe.
Did Jordan Fringe get a chess set?
Absolutely, Jordan Fringe got the chess set.
I think you
100% got the chess set.
You're like Krabby Patties, don't you?
I really, I'm kind of honestly shocked, offended, and downright disgusted that you would accuse me of spending money on a game that I have no idea how to play. You think, you know what? I can't even do this podcast anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
No, he's going to get it right now. I know what he's doing. He's going to get it and bring it back on here.
If you walk back here with a chest set, Jordan,
I know
Fringe.
He's going to. I know it. Jordan Fringe, and I know
there's no way he bought the chest set.
He was hyped up this week. I know it. You were hyped up with the Lucario. You just got caught. You got swept up in all the hypeness.
Jordan,
what?
What do you have?
Me, myself, and I.
Okay. And?
Drop it.
Nothing.
No. Wait,
no, you got it. I still think you got it.
Yeah, I got the chest set.
I knew it.
That's
I
huge.
It.
It's very massive. Heavy. And then there's the pieces in the drawers.
My
gosh. Here's a Rabidash.
You know, I thought it was weird that you knew about the outside of the box.
It's a good table piece.
Jordan, that is ginormous. That's huge.
Yes, and I had a discount. So I got it. I paid way less for it.
Wow.
But you don't know how to play chess.
I'll tell you what.
He's going to learn.
It's going to be
a nice little
I did not buy it right away. I did not buy it. I think for the first day or two, I did not buy it.
About 5 minutes.
You bought it once you realized that it was numbered.
No, I didn't know it was numbered until I received it. I bought it for one reason only. So when I got the reef, the reef with all the figures on it, it came in broken, right? They weren't making anymore. So they gave me, instead of refunding me, they gave me a percentage off my next purchase. And I was like, I'd be a fool not to use it on a large purchase because it takes more off. So I got it for a lot cheaper than $200.
Are you just keeping the percentage vague?
Is that anyone else's business?
No, percentage.
I mean, I could sell it, but also I don't want to be like, he got it for this price.
Wow, that's a good price.
It was a good enough price where I said,
that's a low price.
That's what I said, and it's chess.
And you don't know how to play chess.
You're right, I do.
I knew it. I knew you got swept up this weekend.
So that's a 3 for 3 this week. I got every single item from a chess set to a statue to a plushie that's life size. It is going down. I'm sure this week will bring us more goodies, like maybe more parade statues. Who knows? But I'm ready for it.
So did you not use the you didn't use the code on the Lucario, or could you not use it on the Lucario?
I don't think you could use it on pre-orders.
Yeah.
But also I used it before that thing came out. I used it on the chest set before
that's
that
true.
Came out.
That's true. Yeah, that did come
I
out
I can't
first.
Believe you got the chest set.
The chest set?
Oh, I knew
for the
right
price
away.
That I got it for, it'd be stupid if I didn't invest. And now, maybe I'll learn how to play chess. I invested in chess, so now I have to learn how to play chess.
Mm-hmm. Are you actually going to learn how to play chess?
I might. It has Pokemon now. Now
Shadows
I understand
Podcast
it.
The musical. Chess.
Before edition. It was just pawns and horses and kings and queens. Now it's Pikachu, Dragonite, Rabidash.
The Snorlaxes are so cute.
Magikarps. A lot of Magikarps. There's a lot of Magikarps. There's like 16 Magikarps.
Yeah, I think the Magikarps are the pawns, and I made a joke that they're the prawns. Come on, it's a good one.
Podcast over.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, speaking of prawns, what about the animal facts?
Oh, I got a good one. Honestly, I did bring a good one today, and here's me. You know how I've been telling you I forget things very, very, very easily. I don't know if I told this fun fact, but somebody literally sent me a DM with this information.
So it's not even yours.
No, it's a what?
You're pulling a Nate with a charcuterie board here.
No, they told me the fun fact, and then I looked it up, and it is surely a fun fact. So I did do my research. Inspired by a DM.
Weird technicality, but I guess we'll have to allow it.
Here we go. A single hippo can generate about 400 pounds of waste a day. That's 400 pounds of poop a day.
Wow.
Come on. Wait, let that sink in. Why do you did you get that just for this bit?
Yep.
That's so 100% rude.
I did.
That's so rude. Okay. You know how big a hippo is, but imagine
large.
400 pounds every single day of just poops.
I mean, that sounds like an average
yeah, day for give me. A take. Like, honestly, yeah, the toilet around here does see that. Yeah. But that's a hippo that's different than human.
That's
but
crazy.
Anyway, that's a lot of poop. That's like a newborn hippo child of poop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you, Danny. Now we can go into our holiday season celebrating hippo poop.
Yes. Is that what this was? I supposed to bring like a turkey fact or something? Or
I don't know. Tis the season. It's the 100th episode and you bring us poop?
Yeah.
400 poops. Yes. Pounds.
400 pounds of poop?
100 episodes of 400 pounds of poop.
You heard it here first. That's what you get Woo! For listening to 100 episodes. You learn about 400 pounds of poop.
Okay, somebody please let me know. Send me a message and let me know if that was interesting, because I found that fascinating. That's a lot of waste.
How many pounds per day?
I'm so curious about what you're about to ask.
I was going to say, never mind. Anyway, speaking of flatulence, what's going on in the world of Pokemon news?
That was good. Yeah, good facts that you did
not. I feel like you're not
impressed. You did not, in fact, get yourself.
I did, because they proposed the fact, and then I went in Google. So you see, I used my search engine known as Google, and I went and I searched that up, and sure enough, there was the fact right there.
Wow.
What?
Hot dog.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a lot of poop. I didn't tell that before, did I?
No.
Okay, sure. Thank God. I had thought about it, you know. It was just on the mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
All that booch running through you.
So much booch, so much poop. So little time. I'm going to get a pet hippo now.
That good
animal
fact that you brought us, so nice.
You know what?
Yeah. No. It was good.
Thank you. I thought it was a great animal fact.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, 100 episodes in.
My God.
Really
why you guys set the bar too high
Nate,
or something?
Did you know
lower
hippo
your expectations.
Backwards is Opa?
What?
Yeah.
Come on. Wait, no, that's
no
not
No way. Okay, let me think about that. That's kind of like, that's hard to wrap my brain
so, like,
around
if you
here.
Start, if you take the O of hippo, like at the end, and you say it backwards, like O-P-P-I-H, it's Opa.
Okay.
That's
I'm on board. I'm
interesting.
On board. I'm on board. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm yeah,
Did you,
absolutely.
But,
oh yeah. I don't know. I gotta hit like all the soundboard for this one.
Oh, come on. Wait. Where is this? But when I say that the fun fact about something really interesting, I get nothing.
Wow.
Will Animal Facts be returning for the next season of the podcast?
101 episodes.
No, I think
101 Animal Facts with super
at least
duper
150 or less
or
to
more.
See.
Or more to see.
To be a Pokemon. Well, I'm glad you really brought the goods. So thank you for that, Danny. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'll be here all week.
I learned.
Yeah, it was good. Hey, you know, that's not the end of the podcast.
Oh,
What?
We still have to discuss. What possibly
what
could maybe sort of be going on in the world?
Correct.
A Pokemon.
Oh.
Who?
Now remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking farts! Welcome to the Fartcast. This is Super Duper Pooper Scooper, your fart expert, fartologist, and we got Farty Fringe over there. Jordan, what are you? Oh my God, dude! Seriously, this was the best thing that could have ever happened. Marie, thank you for the farts.
It's like we have our own soundboards.
No. Yeah, honestly, it's just built in. Oh, sorry, that one was me. I had a little too much frijoles today.
Oh, God.
Well,
dang.
I heard we do have Pokemon news. Oh,
my
God.
We do. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl releasing this past weekend. And Danny, I think out of all three of us, you have played the most of Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
I played a lot.
The most?
Yeah. The host with the most. I did play. What day of the week did that game come out on?
A Friday.
You know? I don't know. You gotta
I
tell
heard
me.
It was a Friday.
It was a Friday.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
So yeah, all weekend I played all weekend. Oh my gosh, I have some of that flarp on my hand that almost got in my hair. Oh no.
You don't want to get flarp in your hair.
Ew, no.
So you played it all weekend long. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Sorry. I did stream it all weekend long. We are children. Okay.
I'm gonna pee myself at this point.
I streamed it all weekend long. Once again, like at least 15 hours of streaming. And I had so much fun. The underground is like my favorite part of it. But yeah, the graphics look great. The characters, the style of like the actual animation is like, it's different. It's like chibi. I guess they went with a different company to actually do that part of it.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Do you remember what company it is?
I do not remember
it's
what company
like
it is.
It's like a four-letter, just like acronym, and I can't remember who it is.
Is it Kmart?
That's five.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, it's different than like the normal one that they do. I still can't remember who it was, but yo, the farts are getting out of hand.
Dummy.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so Jordan, you've played it for like an hour.
I put like an hour of free time into it so far.
I cannot believe, guys. I love the Pokemon game releases so much. Like I'll just like get the game and then just like obsessively play it all weekend. Y'all didn't play it.
When was I supposed to play, though?
I don't know.
I was busy.
Your time, you know, time that you have.
I flew out Friday, and then flew back in on Sunday, and here we are. So I haven't had any time to play. I'm going to, but I just haven't had time to do it yet.
You can play some tonight?
Tonight. Got it. Understood. Someday, maybe.
We do this podcast most of the day. And then still got to work on tomorrow's video. So, you know,
somebody is gassy.
It's gonna take up some time here, but
yeah. But no, it's been a really fun game so far. I'm not nearly close to being done with it. Like, so if I've played for 15 hours and I'm still on the third gym, like that shows you how much time you can put into this game.
My friend did a sleep lock on Twitch.
Oh my gosh.
Which means
wait, who was it?
It's my friend Scootish. Shout out to Scootish. So you don't sleep. Like you have to beat the game in one sitting, right? So
that's
what?
So
God.
He beat the
no
game.
Way.
So in game time, which is just beating the Elite Four, right? That's beating the game.
Yeah.
And he beat that in game time 22 hours and like some change, right? But his total stream, like he finished that at like 23 hours and like 30 minutes and then hit 24 hours on his stream and then ended. So he did a 24 hour stream to beat it. But in game time, 22 hours, because that accounts for, you know, maybe he had to use the restroom, make something to eat. So 22 hours and like a little bit of change to beat.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people do that. Well, the sleep lock part of it, too. Did he actually nuzlock it? Like if he lost the lock, he had to restart kind of a thing?
Oh, I mean. I didn't stay for
or
the whole thing.
Through the game.
I didn't stay for 24 hours to see how he was doing it. But
you didn't sit there for 24 hours?
No, I had things to do, unfortunately. But I did catch the last 2 hours of it, and he was just constantly trying not to fall asleep himself. But he made it through the Elite Four.
Just more energy drinks. The people who do those game marathons, that's just impressive. You like playing a game until you beat it.
Yeah.
Just live. Oh my gosh. I gotta take a little break. I like taking a little break time, a little snacky. You know?
I was tired after the stream I did with Leonhard this weekend. I think it was like an hour and a half. And then I was like, all right, I'm tired. I'm done for the day.
Gosh. I love streaming, though. I think like after a while it starts to, like if you're doing one of those marathon ones, you've been streaming for a while already. And
yeah.
You're like, no, you know, you've done long ones.
My stream, if I ever stream, I hit 2-3 hours. I'm like, all right, I'm too long. I've seen people go like 12 hours casually, and it's like, how are you streaming this long? How do you have that energy? How do you stay live for this long and be on all the time? Just be on camera.
I could see it because I've done one that was 10 hours and one that was like 11 hours. Is that you farting over there again?
No.
I must be hearing things. Nate, are you hearing? Is it me?
I hear nothing.
Oh, okay. It must just be me.
I hear nothing.
Oh. Sorry. Somebody's got a case of the splatties.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, endurance with streaming. It's hard. It's a lot of energy.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it easier if the game's actually fun and, like, your chat's interacting and all that. So, don't know. I had a good time streaming it. I'm definitely excited to play it more. And we're going to have to battle, you guys. We're going to have to throw down. Three-way battle?
Yeah.
Sure.
Three-way battle.
Sure.
I feel like you don't want... Nate, I feel like you don't want a battle.
No, I mean, you got to give me some time. I haven't even...
haven't even cracked open the game
put the game in the system.
Hey, you and Marie, you're going to have to get a second Nintendo if you both want to play,
We're not
huh?
a multiple Switch household, all right?
You might need to get a second Switch.
I'm just appreciative that I have one. I don't need two or three.
Maybe you need a special edition Palkia Dialga Switch Lite.
Nope. I'm good. I got my one. I'm fine.
Likely story.
Likely story there.
So Nate has something against us having multiple.
I don't have
Nintendo
anything
Switch
against
consoles.
You guys having multiples. I'm just saying I'm perfectly fine with one. I'm appreciative of one. That's it. That's it. I don't need any more.
Yeah.
I don't need any more. It's one of those. I think I probably played the Switch the most over the weekend on the plane. So I did.
Like this weekend? Like, yeah. But you didn't play Pokemon.
No, I didn't because I hadn't gotten it yet. So, but I probably played the Switch the most on the plane.
What'd you play?
Like consecutively, like time wise, longest period of time is when I'm on a plane.
That makes sense. You're just cruising. You're stuck in the sky.
But what did you play?
What's the Mario game?
Can I get a...
Which Mario game?
There's so many. What do you mean, what's the Mario?
Is it a regular Mario game?
What?
Is it the original types? Is it
you remember that
3D?
One that's got the Italian plumber in it?
Is it racing? Is it, or is it the Maker one? Is it...
It's the one that, you go to all these different planets.
Oh, that's Odyssey.
Could be Galaxy.
Odyssey.
Yeah.
Odyssey.
Oh, it could be Galaxy, too.
I kept wanting to say
Odyssey.
But yeah.
It's Odyssey. Like, okay. there's a human planet, and...
Well, what you Odyssey is Pokemon Brilliant Diamond or Shining Pearl.
Yep.
So...
That's true. That's true. Play it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, they added some... I think, like, the biggest, like, new feature is, like, that underground thing. I was obsessed with.
I think it's just... Now, when you say the underground, is that the... You're not talking about the mining stuff. You're talking about the... with that whole, new way to catch Pokemon... system.
Yeah, they added. So the underground was in the original, to my understanding. It's funny because that was like the one era of game that I jumped in at like a weird time. Like, I don't know. It was just like I didn't play it as thoroughly as any of the other generations. But
yeah, I loved,
they had the underground.
I loved the regular underground back in the day. I played that a lot with friends.
So they added, it's basically like area for area, like depending on the top map where you drop down on the bottom map, you like show up in that part of the underground. Like it's like spread out, like basically.
And you can just catch a bunch of different types of Pokemon down there.
Yeah, you can catch Pokemon down there.
You can catch
and then
other starters
you get
and stuff.
Those, the statues that you get from excavating stuff, but you can just, like, play these fun little... It's like a little mini game where you, like, dig up fossil or little, like, shards and other stuff. You can find these statues. And if you put the statues in your little secret base that you get, it changes which Pokemon show up down there. So I don't know. That's one of the cooler new features that's down there. But yeah, you can catch a lot of really cool Pokemon down there.
Are you spending lots of time in the underground?
Oh yeah, I've been working on the railroad. Oh, my little long days. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know what you mean. I swear to God, if you take the sound bite of that, I swear.
I never said I was going to do anything.
You guys got quiet when I started singing again.
I just letting you do your thing. That's all. Letting you do your thing. Anything else about the Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl that you would like to share with us?
No, it's fun. I think you should give it a go. If you played the originals, it's basically like they tried to keep it the same vibe for sure. Like it's not open world style like Sword and Shield. It's the animation style is different, but it's still like pretty similar to the original.
Yeah.
Diamond I like the chibi look.
Yeah,
it looks
it's
good.
Cute.
Yeah, honestly.
It reminds me of like Lego, like some kind of like Lego thing.
Did you play both versions or only one this weekend?
I just played Brilliant Diamond.
All right. That seems to be everybody's like go-to is the Diamond one.
See, I put up a poll on Twitter and I said, "Hey, which one should I play?" And everyone was unanimously choosing Diamond. So I said, you know
Dude.
What? I chose Pearl.
Oh my gosh. I did a poll during my stream, and it was very heavily Diamond as well. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Diamond is the more popular Diamond. One out of the two for some reason.
Out of the two, when I grew up, I played Diamond.
Played Diamond.
That's why I was like, you know what, I'll play Pearl.
Oh.
That's what I've been doing recently. Like, no, I've been choosing the opposites of what I would usually choose. Like, Sword and Shield came out. Usually I'd be like, yeah, about Sword. Heck yeah, I'd be Sword. I chose Shield.
Do you think maybe the first one in the name is always the more popular one? So is Sword more popular than Shield?
It's just a cooler Pokemon. It's just a cooler Pokemon.
Is Sword more popular than Shield? Is X more popular than Y?
We need the stats. We need to see, like, actual sales numbers. Honestly, that would be really interesting to see, like, the actual
Pokemon red and blue. Red's more popular than blue, right?
Yeah, probably.
But what about yellow? Because I did, when I was, yellow. I got yellow for my birthday.
Well, there's no other, nothing else goes with it.
Inside reference.
Good joke. Good
stuff. Pokemon Sun and Moon. Sun's more popular than Moon, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be the first one is just for some reason is more popular.
But it's like strikingly more people. Like, I don't, yeah. It was like 70-30, I think, split in my poll. I was surprised is all I'm saying. So let us know if you're listening to this. Did you get Diamond, Brilliant Diamond, or Shining Pearl, or both, or neither?
And or. Yeah, and or.
Mm-hmm. Or the dual right. pack.
Got Which that one dual did pack. You get? Next up on our list here to talk about is, you ever heard of Ed Sheeran?
Nah.
Mm. No?
Yes! Who? I love Ed Sheeran. His music
Give us
so
a song
smoothing.
Right now. Go ahead.
I wrote you a photograph. No, how does it go?
I wrote you a photograph.
I got this photograph, and wait, I do know that song, but I don't know how it goes. I feel bad.
But you love him, so
yeah.
That's what's important.
He's got good songs. I just don't know how to sing all the words. Let me look up the words to photograph. Okay, photograph.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran. Okay.
I think it's look at this photograph.
Oh, yes. Every time I see it.
Yes, that one, right?
Yes, that one.
Okay, I think it is that one. Hold on.
Photograph Ed Sheeran lyrics. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, what do you got?
Okay. So you can... Oh, hold on. Sorry. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans. Holding me, I didn't know the words to this song at all. Holding me closer to our eyes, me. That's not even the main chorus. Where's the part with the photograph? Oh, I keep this love in a photograph. Okay, that's it. And end scene.
You're just now, you're like realizing like, oh, I didn't know the lyrics at all to this.
No. But I do know that song. It's a beautiful song. Anyway,
I'm glad that you learned the words there. But yeah, Ed Sheeran
is podcast and musical coming soon, maybe.
It is now in Pokemon Go, I guess. What? Essentially, like you can't, yeah, you can watch a concert. Essentially, is what you do. So you go to the little news tab, and then the news tab takes you to a different website, and then on that website you listen to a concert. And that's kind of it. There's also avatar items that you can get as well. Like
Did
little...
you mention the Did you? I can't even speak. Did you mention the Squirtle with the sunglasses?
I did not mention the Squirtle with
there
the sunglasses.
There is a Squirtle that you can catch that is wearing a pair of like those circular sunglasses. It's like if Squirtle Squad wore like Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know if those are like iconic Ed Sheeran glasses, but they're like sunglasses.
So you're telling me if I open up Pokemon Go right now?
I mean, I don't know if you can find one right now.
I can catch a Squirtle with sunglasses on it. Is what you're telling me?
Yeah, I mean, I think. Okay. Oh my gosh.
I think I caught the Squirtle.
I see no Squirtles.
You see no Squirtle? Maybe it was a specific like community day or something.
I see zero Squirtles right now.
I'm seeing an article that says the Ed Sheeran event, this is on Monday when we're recording this, Ed Sheeran event begins today in Pokemon Go, and Monday, November 22nd, 11 a.m., that's right now, you can hear Ed Sheeran's Overpass Graffiti along with farts. Yeah, Field Research Encounters. You can see the sunglasses Squirtle.
Oh, okay, okay.
Did
gotcha.
You see it?
Yeah, okay.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I see a picture of it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you saw the Squirtle.
Yeah, no? I see a picture. No, I don't see it. Like I'm looking at a picture of it on the blog post that they did.
I got it.
Yeah, Squirtle wearing sunglasses. It could also be shiny too. So you could get a shiny version of that Squirtle wearing the sunglasses.
The Blastoise with those is going to be so sick. I love that so much.
So
I don't even play Pokemon
When they evolve, they keep the items that they're wearing?
Yeah, most of them do. I would assume that one would. It'd be a crime if like you evolved and it just turns into like a regular Wartortle. Like,
go back.
But yeah, so confirming.
They got some Avatar items as well.
Yeah, there's like Ed Sheeran merch. We were talking about this before. Yeah, the Ed Sheeran merch is like, it's cool, but it's like so random.
Yeah, this is all kind of like a very random thing. Like, it's neat that they're doing it, but it just is like out of nowhere type of thing. So, very interesting.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your Ed Sheeran merch on Pokemon Go.
Good job.
Is that Sheeran?
Thank you. Ed Sheeran is here. We have a surprise guest appearance, and he's come with his hippo, who also carries 400 pounds of waste every single day.
Ding. All right, so go now, and you can
see... 400 pounds of waste every day?
You can see the Ed Sheeran Pokemon Go and Pokemon Go right now. You can go do that. I think it's like available for a week, like 5 days or a week or something like that.
I think it said till the 30th, I want to say.
Yeah, so that's next... That's like next week. It's a week. Yeah, literally like a week long. So
nice.
Go now before time is up. Yeah, go. Hurry. Run. What are you waiting for? Go.
Run.
Oh!
And that brings us into, parades again.
This is so cool.
Yeah, so we got the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this Thursday. Woo! On TV, and you know,
and
Pikachu,
in real life. I heard that's Pikachu, in real life somewhere,
yeah,
too.
Maybe yeah, where is it? Where is it at? Do you know?
I don't know. Macy's, the department store?
Yeah.
It's at my local Macy's.
It may or may not be in New York. It may just be at some random Macy's. We're not sure.
It's at a local Jimmy John's, actually.
Hey.
It is going to be this Thursday. And typically, years past, there's been a Pikachu balloon every year going on. This year, there is going to be a different balloon, however.
Oh?
Yeah, a different balloon. They have a Pikachu and an Eevee in like a little Pokeball sled that is debuting this year.
It's so cute. Yo, I can't wait to see this blown up to like gargantuan size. This thing is going to be massive.
Oh, absolutely.
Does it say how big?
It does not say how big based
off
of what I'm reading right here.
Two or three.
Yeah, say two or three.
Yeah, well, probably.
Oh, I would say at least two or three. Yeah, give or take.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I would imagine. Yeah, that if you haven't seen, just Google Macy's Day Parade Pikachu to see how big that guy was.
You can.
This is going to be so exciting.
If you go over to Pokemon.com, they do have an article with the picture of the balloon if you want to see ahead of time. But if you want to see it live on TV, it is, let's see here. Fans across the United States can watch the 95th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on November 25th on NBC starting at 9 a.m. in all time zones.
Nice.
9 a.m.?
Yeah, so it will be on a delay in some time zones, it sounds like. So, Danny, you might be watching it on a delay over there.
It says 9 a.m. at all times. So, yeah, you get the first look like 3 hours before me.
Yeah, we get it live.
I get to see
it.
Yeah,
you get
the
replay.
What?
Yeah.
That's not
fair. Are you going to be up at 6 a.m. to watch it?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
So. Okay, yeah. Okay, there we go.
I am not a Krusty Krab.
Come on. So it is in Manhattan, confirming. I was like, I think it's in New York. It's in Manhattan.
Yeah.
What a chaotic area to have that. They must shut down like a huge chunk of the city.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Wow. I want to go. Do you guys want to go? Do you guys want to fly out there? We could do it this year.
Yeah.
Shadow's podcast goes to New York.
They just go, no.
No. Okay, maybe next year. Maybe I'll bring it up again next year. Maybe we'll go. All
right.
Yeah, let's reconvene back here, same time, same place.
We're on our 150th episode. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. 150 episodes. We'll go to the 96th year Macy Parade. They're almost at 100. They're almost 100 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like the Shadowless Podcast.
You gotta go to the 100th one.
We're almost 100 years old.
Did you see that that Macy's and Toys R Us have joined forces, though?
For the parade?
Just in general.
They're hanging out?
What?
Yeah, there's like pop-up. There's like pop-up Toys R Us like locations inside of Macy's stores now.
What?
Is Jeffrey there?
Yeah. I don't know if Jeffrey is there in person, but possibly. So go to your local Macy's store and you might see a nice little pop-up Toys R Us store inside.
See if Jeffrey's there.
I didn't know we had the Beatles here.
Who, me?
No,
I'm not a Beatle. I'm a human.
Oh.
For everybody listening, I just put on a really incredibly cool pair of sunglasses. Like, we're talking really, really cool pair of sunglasses. Like, really cool.
Nate, how do you feel about the sunglasses?
That's a vibe.
Yeah.
It definitely is a vibe. I feel it.
Got a vibe. It turns out I don't know any words to any song.
Yeah, you really don't.
That's fine.
You just know the main words you can scream it out when you're like with your friends. It's a vibe.
That's it.
That song has Willow Smith in it.
Yes. Fantastic song. I love that song.
She dropped the best album of the year, in my opinion, so far.
Her artist name is literally just Willow, right? Yeah. Like all caps, Willow.
Yeah, Jaden did the same thing. He dropped the Smith. It's just Jaden now.
Oh, well, okay.
So it's just Jaden and Willow.
They've reached the level of stardom where they don't need. Like, we're just gonna use our first name.
They don't need the Smith. They don't need the Smith no
what?
More.
What? Wow, good for them.
Going into celebrities here.
Yeah.
We obviously saw the look at those. Pokemon cards that they gave Katy Perry, J Balvin, and Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
We did see those. They're so good. So they all got their own trainer card.
They're the only ones that got those, which a lot of people are considering like now the most rare Pokemon cards in existence are those three cards right there.
It's literally a one of one.
Yeah. I'm sure maybe like Pokemon like made one for themselves too to just have.
To preserve.
So it's probably
a museum or like Pokemon Center display.
Yeah, it's like two of two probably type of situation, I would bet. But they did come out and say that, those are not going to be mass produced.
They could have put those in the album.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine the album would have been on like Billboard, like the number one spot?
That would have sold so many. That's the hack. That's the hack to get on the Billboard charts. Put Pokemon cards.
You just put a Pokemon card in the album. Yeah.
You always got to have a gimmick.
Oh my gosh. If anybody is listening and you didn't see these though, they're V ultra rare, like promo cards, I guess, but they're not like, once again, the one of one. They have a special little symbol on it just for these guys. But the art on them is so good.
Yeah, it's really fun. They got that the Katy Perry and Pikachu, J Balvin, and
Charizard. That one is so dope. The Charizard J Balvin one is insane, and he's got a Pokemon like a Pokeball necklace on.
And then Post Malone gets two Pokemon in his. He gets a Butterfree and a Dragonite.
Butterfree. And they even got his tattoos on there too.
So that's interesting. I wonder if we'll ever just see those cards pop up anywhere.
What if they gave...
You think Post Malone's going to sell his?
What if they gave, like, the artist, like, five of each of their card? So they could give it out to, like, close people, you know? So, like, there's a few more than just one of each.
They could have. I mean, it's possible.
We don't know.
Yeah, we really don't know.
I don't think we were supposed to know about them until that picture came out. And it was like, okay, now we kind of have to talk about it because people are asking.
Do you think it was supposed to be a secret? I feel because
I got them so long ago. It was supposed to be a secret, and that picture came out from J Balvin, and everyone's like, wait, hold on, where's this coming from? And then the other one's kind of got their Pokemon's like, all right, listen, hey, you're not getting them. Listen, you're not getting them. As simple as that. Hey, you know what? We're giving you celebrations. You don't get these cards. Sorry.
But Pokemon, like, reposted J Balvin's story about it.
Right, but that's also the social media manager who may not have known.
Oh. Could you imagine?
That happens all the time with social media managers. So
somebody just didn't know.
They just said, oh, that's cool. It's a fan-made card or something. That's cool. Retweet. And Pokemon's like,
got it.
Get delete. Delete.
Delete.
I had to put out a statement. Too bad. Do you want this? Too bad.
Yeah, you don't get them. Sorry. Sorry. So, a lot of people are considering those the most rare Pokemon cards in existence now.
They could
just because of the availability and how many were made. So, I mean, I guess.
So cool. And today I have to show you my one-of-one Post Malone promo card. Got lost in the mail. Sorry.
Yeah, I got lost in the mail.
I'll have it next week.
Some came in the mail today.
Some can't be in the mail.
Not a Post Malone card.
Mm-mm. One big flarp. Oh.
Ooh.
Got him! I forgot you had a soundbite for that.
Wow. And then last but not least, we got some character cards, more character cards revealed for VMAX Climax that gets released in Japan on December 3rd. So very, very soon.
Wait, that's soon?
That's next week, next Friday.
I'm not ready. Guys, I didn't study.
We'll probably have the entire set list before Friday, I would assume.
Can I copy off your homework? I'm not ready.
Yeah, we can talk about it on the podcast next week, but they did reveal a Houndoom character card.
Nice.
And a Rockruff and a Bolton V in addition to that as well. So
these
there should be like 30 character cards, I think.
Guys, these are so cute. The Houndoom is insane. Like, that one is so, so freaking cool. Jordan, are you farting
over
this one?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. So they released three specifically dog Pokemon. Is that a coincidence? Or, like, what was the deal with that? Like,
Who knows?
Yeah. Rockruff, adorable, with Kukui on the card.
Yes.
The Boltund has, was it Sonya?
Sonya.
Sonya on the card. And that, like, the design of that one and the colors are so good. And then I don't actually recognize the guy that's on the Houndoom. Do you guys know who that is?
That is.
We all just don't know. It's a character that, like, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Grimsley?
Is it? Yeah, it is Grimsley with his hair, right?
Yeah.
The alpha just looked different for some reason, but I think that's his hair, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is Grimsley. Yeah, it is.
Oh,
Grimsley.
It says Hound. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see.
Yeah. It's Grimsley. So. So there we go. More character cards. Those should be in Brilliant Stars, the set that gets released in February next year.
Brilliant Stars and Shining Stars?
Shining
Lots
blueberries.
Of stars.
Yes.
Lots of stars. That's for sure. Could be a blueberry situation.
I would like that. Did you know blueberries my favorite?
Did you know blueberries?
My favorite food?
My favorite fruit.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The more you eat, the more you toot.
I thought it was banana.
No, actually, blueberries, raspberries, then bananas.
Wow, yeah. But you're, representing the banana, strong over there.
I am a member of the Nan Gang. I do have a banana tat. I do have a banana light. And I do consume, on average, at least one banana a day. Sometimes more.
But not today.
Not today. I'm fresh out of Nans.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm so sad you have this sound and I have no Nans.
Hey, that's on you. That's on you.
Really,
you know what we
really
do have to do.
Right,
that was the that was the last bit of Pokemon news to discuss this week. What we do have to do is open up our mini brands.
I like mini brands.
So, Marie, right now. Did we give context to why we have the farts and the mini? Like, Marie just sent us a package.
Yeah, just
out of the kindness,
of her heart. Yeah, she
that was
to.
So sweet. She sent us mini brands. She sent us the fart. Fart thing, fart bot,
and,
fart putty.
And the candy.
And some candy, which Jordan Fringe did eat.
Yeah, no one told me not to.
I can't believe
you
did that.
The candy was the, what is it? It's
Nerds,
the gummy.
Nerds gummy clusters.
I kept mine sealed because I'm a good noodle.
I messed up that name multiple times, but yes.
Marie likes me more, is what I heard.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so I know she wanted to know the opinions on this candy because
so,
she's
I'll
like kind
Danny
of obsessed with it.
I'll let Danny take a bite while I talk about my experience. I think these are great because it combines the effectiveness of a nerd's rope but in a one singular bite.
I love Nerds Rope.
Like a loop. Exactly. It's almost like
way better than regular Nerds.
Exactly. Nerds. Now this is just that, but without the rope.
So it's like a little Nerds chicken nugget type of situation.
Yeah, it's like a breaded chicken nugget, except for with gummy and then covered in Nerds.
So yeah. It's like a chicken nugget, but nothing like it.
Yeah. The idea of fried chicken, except make it Nerds and gummies.
Except make it nothing like fried chicken.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. So I got my little Nerd cluster.
All right, go ahead. We have to get an official thought on it.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, it's so good.
It's great.
You get more gummy.
Yeah.
You get a lot more gummy. I am on board. Oh my. Flavor, texture. Good. Yep. Consistency, 10 out of 10.
Flatulence,
10 out of 10. Oh.
Now, Jordan, what you were waiting until Danny.
Yeah,
made their statement. So what are you?
I'm gonna give mine a solid 9 out of 10. Fantastic candy. Really, really good. I like it a lot. I like Nerds Rope a lot, and this is the benefit of not having to deal with a large rope of Nerds. It's just in a ball, and it's delicious. So 9 out of 10. Only reason it's a 9 out of 10 is because I don't have any in front of me right now, or else it would be a 10 out of 10 because I've eaten them. So 9 out of 10.
I'm sorry. So they're all gone.
I ate them all really fast. One bite, actually. So threw them all
in. I will say these are delicious. On the topic of Nerds Rope, I did get a few that are stuck together, and they made like a little caterpillar cluster.
That's like a mini Nerds Rope.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a mini Nerds Rope, except it's thick. No,
one
thick.
One bite.
No, I can't. Oh, my gosh. One bite. It's too much sugar. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Come on. Do it for us. Do it for the podcast. Episode 100.
Oh, my God. That's too much sugar. That's too much.
Don't give up on us now.
You got it.
Remember, hippos poop 400 pounds.
They do be doing that.
And you? Only have to eat some gummies.
Hey, maybe 300.
Oh, well. That's something new every day.
Yeah. No, oh my gosh. Yeah, these are really good. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Marie.
Of Nerd Clusters.
We appreciate
you. Now we have to open these up, these mini brands here. There
is a whole layer of seal, and then there's another whole layer of seal.
Yeah, there's two layers, so it's going to take you a minute here to open it up. But here, let me ASMR it for a second. Oh. Here. All right, here we go.
Oh my god!
I like
dude.
That sound a lot. It was in my ear.
I just had a spiritual experience with that. I wish you could do that again. Wait, let me try with.
Wait, mine. We can. There's two layers.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let me try with mine. Oh shoot! Sorry guys. And yeah, no, I think I messed mine up. Sorry, I tried. Nate's was better. How did you get it to come off in one swoop?
You just gotta be a pro at it. All right, here we go. I want to do it again. Ready?
Okay.
All right, here, listen to this.
Oh, my gosh.
Ready?
Uh-oh.
Wow. That was a good one.
Okay, let me try. I have like half of one left. Why do I suck at it?
Now
oh,
I got a,
my God.
I got a
I
white little
twice.
Orange.
A nice little orange. So, backstory, the first time I ever opened one of these was with you and Marie, Nate. Jordan, this, I'm sorry you weren't there. This is our first time opening minis together, though.
I don't know what I'm doing.
But... Marie did get me a little bit hooked on them.
Oh no!
I guess both of you. When I landed back in California, I was at a Target and literally I bought some minis just because I was like, I'm at the store. I guess I might as well.
You might as well, right?
You got sucked in.
I did. Okay.
So what do I do from here?
All right. So there's a little like rubber plastic thing on the top.
Pull that off.
You have to pull that off, and then it's going to break apart like a little orange.
And
you're going to have all these slices. Oh, see? There you go. And then you'll open those one by one. So we'll do it together.
Mini brands, I choose you.
Are you seeing with
Danny, what in the world is going on?
You just open it.
No, happened over here.
I thought you've done this before.
You know what? We're having some technical difficulties. I don't know how to open these. I think I got a faulty one. Definitely not just me not knowing how to
Why
open
are some
other.
Slices larger than the others?
Oh, you'll find out.
Danny,
I have two slices that are larger than these three.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, because there's five, so you can't evenly make five the same size.
Yeah, you can't. What are you talking about?
No, it's math. Everybody knows it's math.
What are you talking about?
I can make as many cuts in this as I want to still make it equal. I can make one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine M's in my bank account.
Bro, something happened to
Danny,
this one.
Are you there yet?
No, something happened to this one. It's like stuck to itself.
Hello?
I don't know what's going. Look at this. I don't know what's happening. Okay.
It's okay.
You're still on the first layer.
This is episode 100.
Welcome back to episode 200 of the Shadowless Podcast. We're still working on getting into that mini brand there.
Oh,
there you go. There you go.
Okay, I got it. Don't worry, I got it. This reminds me of like.
Well, there's a checklist in there, so you get a checklist in one.
Which one has the checklist?
It's one of the bigger ones.
Okay.
One of those two.
Okay, I got mine. This reminds me of those little chocolate oranges.
Okay. All right, so once you get that little pull tab off, all right, yeah, it'll break apart. All right, now pick one of them, and we'll all open it together at the same time.
Oh,
wow. One of the big ones.
I got it.
All right, here we go. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Opening up our first one right now. Mine has the checklist in it. Now remember, we're trying to get Thanksgiving. We're seeing who can make the best Thanksgiving dinner out of this.
I got a shopping cart disassembled. Oh!
All right, I got
Fridays.
I got TGI Fridays, spinach and artichoke dip.
Nice, right there. Dude.
That's so cute.
That's a Thanksgiving treat, right?
I got Baker's unsweetened chocolate.
Oh, that's now see really that cute. Could be used I've for Thanksgiving for like a like some after, sort of dessert.
Well, a little dessert, a little dessert action.
Yeah, a little
Guys,
dessert.
I didn't know I was going to be building things today. I got a shopping cart.
It's okay.
All right, go in for your second one now. It's going to take you a while to build that cart. It's not easy.
Oh come on!
Whoa!
Next one.
My thing was not even in the big one. It was in one of the small ones. The checklist.
Oh really?
Yeah. But yo, Nate, you're gonna be really jealous of what I just pulled.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What do you got over there?
So I got a good one. Hold on. Why do I gotta go first?
Oh. Well, you're talking it up.
Yo, you hyped it up over there.
Yo, is that cheese?
I got Swizzle Sweet Shop Favorites. I've never seen this in my life. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
I have not.
But it looks like sweets. So that could be dessert. That could be some candy.
Yeah, it could be dessert. Yeah. It's just a bunch of candy. It's like all candy.
I got candy.
Ooh, piece of candy.
I got some Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Nice.
Oh, I want that in my mouth. I dropped the Reese's. Hey, what happens if you eat that? Do you think what would happen?
Only one way to find out, I guess,
right? A mini Reese's grows in your stomach.
Maybe there's actual chocolate inside.
I'm
not falling for that one again.
Jordan, I think you're going to appreciate this one. I think you were talking about this earlier.
Was I?
But I got some I got some ranch over here.
Wow. Got
some ranch dressing.
Oh, my God. Actually,
Kraft
legitimately.
Dip the turkey in the ranch.
Actually, jealous.
Yeah.
All right,
actually,
let's go
into
the next one.
Do you guys actually like ranch? I feel
Love
like it's
ranch.
Very Midwest to like ranch.
This is what I just said. I got Laughing Cow cheese.
Yo!
Oh,
man,
nice.
I love that cheese.
Dude,
I
like Laughing Cow cheese. Look at the cow's
slices.
Earrings are the cheese.
That's so
Yo,
precious.
shout out cheese.
Yo, this list be looking like a CVS receipt. The list with all of them written on it.
That is pretty long. Yeah.
It's very long. Okay, I got, and it's funny because I've actually gotten this one before, Icebreaker Sours.
Okay.
Oh,
the
nice.
Little, it's shiny, though.
A nice
really
little
cool.
after dinner treat.
Yay,
for your Thanksgiving.
Cleanser.
Going along with candy, I ended up getting Mentos.
Whoa.
Mentos
put
gum.
Put them in some Diet dope. Coke. See if it go boom.
It might. I've never done that before.
There's a gold version of the Icebreakers that you could get.
There is. You might have it. We got two more to open up. Let's go into the next one here.
Okay. I'm currently eating my nerd cluster.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on. I got to catch up.
What'd you get?
Guys, I think I got myself.
This is like,
I got
yo,
myself
hold on, a, hold on.
Oh, this is the best day ever.
I got a really good one.
I got a good one. Jordan, I promise mine's better than you.
Did you get a gold one?
I got a gold one over here.
What'd you get,
no!
Holly?
No!
Did you get gold Hershey's?
Yeah.
No way. That's so lucky.
Wait, did you get the same thing?
No.
Oh. That's about to be so good. The look on your face, like, there's no way. The chase.
Which one? Well, chocolate or strawberry?
Can I go? Because I didn't get anything cool. Yeah. I got Teddy Grahams. I got Teddy Grahams. I'm very
Teddy Grahams are good.
It. Really like a good Teddy Graham.
Teddy Grahams are good. This one falls into. I don't even see the.
All right, here we go. This falls.
I guess this one matches this diamond one, even though it's a little bit different shape. It's the only one that matches it. But I got a mini Pez.
Oh yeah, I think that's in the.
Wait, does that have SpongeBob on it?
It looks like SpongeBob.
No, it's just
but it's not.
Like an emoji.
Yeah.
What?
And the one that's face. The picture of the emoji on here has a diamond next to it, but it's just a circle head instead of a square head. So I don't know if that's the same one or not.
It's on here. I just don't know where.
It's with the Lunchables.
All right, I got one big hit left.
Yeah,
wow,
I can't.
This is so fun.
I can't find it, but here is my gold Hershey's.
Oh.
This is actually the first time we've ever pulled a gold. We've never pulled one until now. So this is the
you
first
really
gold in the
off.
Collection.
You really popped.
Yeah,
right
do
now.
You guys do you have like a shelf for your minis? Because I know Marie has a bunch of those.
She actually does have a little shelf for all the minis. I'll see
That's
if she'll
so
post
cute.
It on her Instagram.
Please.
Basically Marie. Basically
Marie
is where you'll find. Is where you'll find that. Alright.
Instagram is like basically
all right, last one.
Alright.
Last one, here we go.
I'm about to get the gold.
Oh.
We're going to Chalky Town over here. I got the Heath Bar!
The Heath Bar coming in strong.
I actually really like that, like one of those like toffee. It's like a little toffee situation. Toffee.
Not.
Situation.
I can't get on board with the Heath Bar situation.
What?
Not a fan of it.
Okay. When I go to like those frozen yogurt places, and you build your own frozen yogurt, I'd usually get crushed up Heath Bar on top.
So. Technically, I got a gold Hershey's.
What?
So I got the little build sign thing, right? There's a little sign you can build, and the sign is advertising the rare gold Hershey's.
Oh, wow.
Because I pulled this out first, and I was like, what is this? Did I win something? What is happening? It's 20%.
I ended up getting some nice almond breeze.
Ooh.
We love a good almond milk.
Nice. That's
love
pretty.
Some good almond milk, and that is unsweetened original.
Wow.
And these are just like the packaging, like the actual packaging.
It's really weird. It's freaking me out, like how actually close it is. Like this thing of Teddy Grahams is straight up like, that's Teddy Grahams.
I'm going to say that I probably.
It's got the nutrition facts on it. Sorry.
If we were building Thanksgiving dinners out of what we all pulled, I would say I probably got the best Thanksgiving dinner over here. That's
Dude,
all I'm saying.
I have all candy and then freaking Teddy Grahams. That's it. All candy.
I have.
A 5-year-old put together your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep.
I have all candy and cheese.
I got
oh
the only thing
gosh.
That's somewhat of like a meal. I got the spinach and artichoke dip.
Yeah.
So that's win. Like
But
a,
no chips. You're just get a spoon and scoop that on out?
Yeah, we're going to put some ranch dressing on it, and then we're going to take the Mentos and scoop it out.
My tummy is hurting thinking about what you're saying.
And then we're washing it down with some almond breeze.
Oh,
and then for dessert,
God.
We got our just a squirt right there.
Actually, you could do chocolate almond milk. Like, you could do a nice little chalky milk.
Ooh,
with
that's true.
Syrup.
Ooh.
That's true. We could do that. We could
the
do that.
The artichoke dip with a Mentos dipped in it, though, is not really... I'm not vibing with it. Y'all got Pepto-Bismol over there or something?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just me? No.
Just you.
Yeah, so
Just
I got Sweet Shop Favorites, literally a little container that looks like it has a bunch of different candies on it. I got Icebreakers, Sours, like little mint, sour mint thingies, a Heath Bar, and some Teddy Grahams.
A good Thanksgiving
dinner.
I'm going
to get so many cavities.
Good Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's the end of the podcast this week.
What?
Well, we appreciate you spending some Thanksgiving time with us. Don't forget, we have a brand new episode of Shadowless Podcast Presents Heavily Played, episode number 2, exclusively on Patreon. Just search Shadowless Podcast on Patreon. It is only...
$5.
That's it. That's it.
I can't
$5.
Wait to chat about absolute nonsense. There will probably be more farting over there if that's what you're into also. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, that one was a bit of a blowout. Hold on. Oh, there we go. That was a good one.
Good what? Job.
Dad?
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Ah, I'll be here all
you
week.
You know, if you're listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us up to the top.
Skilly bop, 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 bop.
All the way to the top of the rating charts. And we'll see you all next week right here on the Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Sister.